Now, today on The Wire, we begin our coverage of the policy platforms of the different parties in the lead-up to this year's federal election. We'll be going beyond the political spats, beyond the arguments and the campaign slogans, to bring you detailed coverage of the actual policies of the political parties. Imagine that, detailed coverage of policy. You'll get it here on The Wire between now and the election. And we're going to start by taking this whole week to investigate industrial relations policy. We'll begin today by looking at the issue of 457 visas, because it's an issue that's caused a bit of contention of late. These are the visas that allow a foreign worker to come in and work in Australia if a firm is unable to find any Australians who can fill that job. Before we take a look at the real substance of this issue, let's just take a few seconds of the politicking to remind you what we're talking about. Here's the Minister for Immigration and Citizenship, Brendan O'Connor, at a press conference a while back.
There is no doubt that the opposition is seeking to increase the use of 457s in a manner that will discriminate against Australian workers, and for that they should be ashamed.
So you might think from all this fuss that there'll be big policy differences between the government and the opposition on 457 visas. You'd think that under Labor there'll be an extensive crackdown or tightening of foreign workers coming to Australia. And you might think that under the opposition, the policy will be much more permissive. But whatever the merits of either side of the argument, experts say that most of this fight is window dressing, and there's little to separate the major parties on this issue except for some minor differences at the margins. Alexia Atwood compiled this report on the difference between policy and posturing on 457 visas.
There wouldn't be much of a difference between a Liberal 457 policy and a Labor 457 policy. What sort of happened in leading up to the election is that Labor's started campaigning against what it refers to as corruption in the 457 visa program, and it started talking about protecting local workers, making changes to the program to try and minimise corruption and to make sure Australian workers are put forward for jobs first. But in terms of actual firm policy, this isn't translating into much.
A 457 visa is one of the key phrases being tossed around in the political sphere that causes both Labor and Liberal politicians to start vehemently attacking each other. But according to Dr. Shanthi Robertson from the University of Western Sydney, it seems the coalition would change very little if they were elected on September 14th, and the distinctions between the policies are simply a matter of window dressing.
Labor's made the fees go up a little bit for employers to apply for 457 nomination, and they're also kind of putting out calls for industry to consider local workers first, getting the Fair Work Ombudsman to investigate a little bit more, giving the ATO more information to kind of check for corruption in the system. But in real terms, they're not talking about getting rid of the program. They're not talking about even capping the program. Abbott's saying he wants to make 457s a mainstay of the immigration program and that he'll ensure there aren't any limits necessarily put on it. But I would argue that it already is a mainstay of the immigration program.
Overall, are they generally working fine? Are they increasing unemployment in some way?
It is a bit of a political football at the moment, I think. I mean, in terms of actual corruption, I think if you actually look at the amount of rorting that happens by employers, it is quite marginal. It's about 2-3%. And 2% is really quite low, a low rate for corruption in any type of migration program.
The Migration Council recently released a wide-scale survey of the 457 visa service and found very high levels of satisfaction from both the visa holders and the employers. But despite the apparent success of the program, Carla Wilshire, the CEO of the Migration Council, is concerned about the style of rhetoric being used in discussing the scheme in the political sphere.
I think we need to be very careful in terms of the language of the debate that we're currently having around 457 workers, and particularly careful that we don't vilify 457. Migration makes an enormous contribution, and migrants make an enormous contribution to our workforce, and they play a critical role in terms of upskilling the Australian workforce, in terms of creating jobs through the role that they play as a factor in investment.
Dr. Robertson also feels that politicians have tried to paint 457 visa holders as job-stealing foreigners as a form of political opportunism.
It is kind of dog-whistle politics in action. So what Tony Abbott tends to do is he sets up this contrast between stopping the boats and welcoming 457 visa holders. So he likes to set up this dichotomy of the good migrants and the bad migrants. And then Gillard kind of is strangely drawing on the asylum seeker debate as well, because she talks about 457 visas as queue hoppers. So it is appealing to that segment of the electorate that has these sort of concerns about foreign workers and has these concerns about Australia being sort of swamped by foreigners. So I would completely agree. Yeah, I do think it's a little bit more of a political stunt than kind of a real policy issue at the moment.
Alexia Atwood with that report. And stay tuned throughout this week to The Wire as we further explore industrial relations policy.